Why not? Well, I think most of you know I was in Nepal at the start of May and visiting the women that the charity I run supports over there. So this is just really about the women that I support. I was just going to run you through some photos and you can ask questions if you like. I've got loads of photos, so it might... Well, it won't overrun, I'll stop. I promise. So this lady is... This is the lady I first visited when I got there. She's called Ishwari, and these are her two children. The girl on the left is 8 years old. She looks younger, doesn't she? And it's the girl on the right as well. The little one is 9 months old. And this lady was in a motorbike accident with her husband when she was 7 months pregnant. And she was in a coma, I think, for 2 or 4 days. And when she came out of her coma, she discovered her husband had died. So she's on her own now. And this is, I don't know if you can see the room too much behind there, but I mean, it's not a great room. It's a bit like a stable. And the floor is very uneven. But it's actually 3 stories up, so it kind of is a bit of an odd place. So if you want to go through. Next, this is her bed. Is that coming? Do you need to close these curtains? Really, this just shows, you know, there's nothing new in her room. She lines the walls. A lot of Nepalis do this. They line the walls in newspaper, and that kind of means they can get rid of the dirt and the cooking smells when it gets too much. So the three of them just live on that one bed. Can you see the bed? I'm sort of talking. The bed's along there, and it's like a mosquito net over the top. Okay? And that's how she cooks at the moment. We're just about, she's only been with us about a month, so we're about to buy her a new cooking stove and a sort of cupboard that it sits on. But that's how she cooks at the moment. Okay? And this is the kind of tunnel down to her room. So her room's probably 3 buildings back, but you go down this tunnel to get there. So it kind of feels an unsafe place. I mean, particularly in Nepal, it's an earthquake zone. So if you imagine being in that kind of rickety stable type building, 3 stories up through all these tunnels. Okay? This is another lady that we support. She's called Gyani, and this is her little shop. So when I went out to Nepal, there was a strike on. So the Maoists who are trying to get into the government called a strike. There's no transport. The shops are closed, all of this. So little shops like this one and all of her shopwares, when she has to move quickly, go into this basket, are still open, so she's able to do this. And she's, this book has got the alphabet in it. She's trying to teach herself to read and write. She's over 60, but she's just a real sort of champion. She's a Christian and doing really well for herself. She's a widow and runs the shop. She sells cigarettes here. There, she just sells by the piece because people can't afford a whole packet. So she makes 20 rupees profit, which is about 15 pence on a packet of cigarettes. She sells sweets and this kind of thing. So she was good. Next one. And then after we'd seen her, when I visit each of the women, I took some vegetables or some food. And because the shops weren't open, I couldn't find any before I went to Ishwari's room, first of all. So we went back to Ishwari's room. And this has been our assistant. And I got her to stand here. So she's about my height. And this is one of the tunnels. That's sort of like the second tunnel through to Ishwari's room. And on. And then this is that little girl that you just saw. Can you see her poking her head out? So I'm sort of taking a photo like this up to Ishwari's room, and she's looking out. So you can just see how rickety and unsafe the whole building is. And then when I went back to the room, this girl here in the sort of yellowy green is Ishwari's younger sister. So Ishwari's one of 4 girls. And I didn't learn this on the first trip. I'm kind of telling you in the same order that I found out. That Ishwari's and this girl's father had also died when their mother was pregnant with this girl. And this girl's 13. And their mother had remarried. And they described the new father as just being horrible. And neither Ishwari or her sister had ever gone to school. So she's 13. And well, this was the strike, so they were at home anyway. We've paid for the Ishwari's daughter, the 8-year-old, to go to school. But this 13-year-old isn't at school. And they also told me that their second eldest sister committed suicide at the age of 17 or 18 as well. So it's just tragic circumstances that Ishwari is living in, struggling with these 2 children on her own, having had all this stuff in the past that she's had to deal with. Okay. And these are the steps up to Ishwari's room. Now, this looks pretty grim anyway, but this was pitch black. So the flash of the camera has lit it up for us to see now. but you kind of come up to a room in the pitch black. So we asked Ishwara if she would move rooms and find somewhere else, but in this place she's got water. There's a tap that works, and the water's running out all over Kathmandu. Lots of my women have to buy water in. So she wanted to stay, but, you know, what choice is that really? A grotty room with water, or somewhere perhaps a little bit better, but no water. So it's hard. You know, it's hard decisions we have to make, and hard for them. This is another lady called Lakshmi, with her two children. The boy there's 14. The little girl's about 7 or 8 again. And this room is basically a double bed that they're sat on. The walls touch it all around the end, and there's just one window, which is right far up on the right. And otherwise, the room's pitch black. Again, it's lit up by the flash. Otherwise, it would be darkness. But this family, just lovely. The boy, he's learning English at school, and he was just really chatty and really bright and, you know, just fantastic. And his mother relies on him to look after the girl when she's at work. She works at a market, and she goes mornings and evenings to work in the market. So, yeah, again, we've asked her to move, but she doesn't want to move because she's close to the market where she is. And Kathmandu is just so overcrowded that you can't pick and choose. If you've got a room and it suits you near the market, you know, they're inclined to keep it. But she's had to buy water. It's 10 rupees for 10 litres, I think, and they have to carry it. So that's about 8 pence for 10 litres. That's the children. I took out these head torches, which Zach loves his head torch at home. So I took out a few head torches. I hadn't actually thought that he would have one, but he loved that, obviously, in this dark room, to have a torch, and then a notebook for the girl. This is a lady called Subhadra, and she was also a single mother. She went into hospital to give birth to her daughter, and her husband didn't bother coming to pick her up from the hospital. So she's kind of been a single mother from the start. And she's really lovely, old and wise. Her daughter's now 19 and gone off to train to be a nurse. And she showed me this picture of her daughter, and her daughter just looked beautiful and wonderful in this nurse's uniform. And obviously, Subhadra's just so proud of her. So we, as a charity, have taken on Subhadra now. We're employing her probably about a day a week to go around and visit some of these other single mums that are newly single mums and give some support to them. So she lives in this kind of balcony. Can you kind of see on these old houses? She's one story up, and it's kind of fenced-in balcony. So it's not really a proper building. It's just a fenced-in balcony. So she's lovely. Yeah, really good. And this is a lady who has decided she wants to start making ice cream to sell. So she's proudly showed us this fridge, freezer that she's kind of taken in. And she used to be a mad woman. I don't know. I can kind of see it. I don't know whether you can see it, but she kind of does look as if she used to be a bit mad. She used to have powdered dye in her hair, and she ran around naked. When Bina, our assistant, first saw her, she was running naked in the sort of temple complex in Kathmandu. So her children, she's got two teenage daughters. They don't live with her. They're in a hostel. Quite a lot of charities have set up hostels over there that will take children in, because she still has mental problems, although she's not completely mad. She's still got some problems. So again, we're paying for her medicine, paying for her room, and hopefully she'll make a good go of this ice cream business. Should go down really well. I don't know if you can see that. Marion will be embarrassed. This is an old lady we've got. Can you see Marion and Peter's photo? Marion and Peter sponsor her, and she's venerated them to the status of saints, I think. Put them in next to Jesus. She's lovely, this old lady. She's just really, again, really wise. When I went to visit her, she was up on the roof in the sun, just relaxing. I could imagine Marion doing that. They could have a nice a nice natter together. She's, again, a widow. Her son, there's two single beds, so she's on one and I'm on the other taking the photo. And I didn't realise, because the room was dark, that her son, who's about 30, was in this bed behind me asleep. He's an alcoholic, so she has to deal with that. Again, she was content. You know, you meet these women and they're in such hard circumstances, but she was content. She asked that we'd pray for her son. That obviously did upset her, but she's doing really well. This is a lady, Maya, I think. Yeah, Maya. And she makes these necklaces. So she does it really quickly. You can see these beads are absolutely tiny, and she just goes like this, really quite quickly, picking up the beads. And she liked orange. She had lots of orange necklaces to sell me, which I wasn't too sure about. I picked a pink one. But you can see the orange ones have all gone from the pot. So she was, again, a Christian. Most of our ladies are Christian. Don't have to be a Christian. But just very positive and industrious. And this was on a strike day, so they couldn't get out of the house particularly. There's nothing to go to. The markets weren't open. So she was busy making these necklaces. Okay. This is a lady called Sonia and her son. Sonia grew up in an orphanage, and she's put herself back into school. So she's doing the equivalent of GCSEs. And I think she's kind of late 30s, I guess. But she's enrolled in this school, and they're making her wear a uniform. It's a school for adults. And she has to wear a tie and a shirt and a short skirt, which she's sent me a photo of since. But again, we're really proud of her. She's one of these women that we can see that we've really made a difference to. And now she's putting herself back into school. She's actually doing, I think, in the same year as her son, although she's at a different school. And she's then hoping to do A-levels. And after that, she wants to open her own orphanage. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll help her if we can. This is Ambika. Her husband's in jail for something to do with drug offences. And she has another daughter. She's got three daughters and this son. And again, he went to jail when she was pregnant with the son. So she's struggled. He's 9 years old. She's struggled since then with the four of them. And her husband should be out within 5 years. And she's our only Hindu. But Bina, our assistant, prays with them anyway. She just tells them, we've got to pray with you. So we prayed with her anyway, even though she's a Hindu. Okay. This is another room that a lady called Sita lives in. Sita wasn't in, but her landlord was there, so he let her in. It's a really sort of Nepali thing, no privacy. So he just said, oh, look round and take some photos, even though she's not there. This is her room. I think she lives there with one son. Okay. And that's where she cooks, so not too great. It would have been nice to see her, because we could have, you know, talked about what she needed. She hasn't got too great a setup. And this is her tap. Can you see right there? That's her tap. So this is on the floor. But it has got water, you see. Again, it's a bad building, but she wants to stay there because there's water. So it's hard. If I nudge something. This is a lovely, lovely lady called Dan Kumari. And this is her dancing. She was showing me her Nepali dancing. And there's a big... It's a bit dull. There's a big poster of Jesus. There's posters of Jesus all over her room, and she was just so happy and so delighted. Her husband is disabled. He spends his whole time in bed. And they have a son as well, but she was just so thankful. Couldn't stop hugging me and saying thank you for the support that she's getting. So that was good. There's me with her looking hot. This is a lady called Januka. She came to us probably about 4 or 5 years ago. She had a young son then, a baby. And she was in really quite a mess. But she's now one of our real success stories. She's got a job at another Christian kind of factory making soap that's run just for single mums. They take them in. And her son is at school. And she had a really immaculately smart room. You can see she looks kind of really smart and really kind of together and healthy. And her room was the same, you know, well ordered and really good. And she looked after us well. She made us tea and biscuits and all sorts. So we're really pleased with her. We're hoping to get her back into school. She's illiterate at the moment, but hoping that we can do something about that. There's her room there. Can you kind of see that's kind of ordered? So this is the normal cooking stove. A lot of our women have this sort of cooking cupboard with everything underneath and then a stove on top. It's like a camping stove. We'd have it, two rings on it. One of our ladies, called Uma, lives in this building there. So I'll use my shadow. Oh, that one. She just has one room. I think there's about four families would generally live in a house like that. And as the owner gets more money, they'll build up. You see that in the Mediterranean, don't you? They go up as they get the money. So, yeah, you wouldn't get one family in a building like that. It's usually four or five. It's one family to a room, generally. And this is a lady called Rabina. This is her daughter in the middle is about 8. The other daughter's 13. She also has a son. There's a photo in a second. And the girl in the middle, she had that expression on her face the whole time I was there, just staring, really vacant. And her hair was quite straw-like. It was a little bit patchy in the middle. So all of this is signs of malnutrition. We've just had them for about a month. So, you know, the support we're giving them hasn't made a difference yet. So We've enrolled her in school, but actually the advice I've been given is if we don't get her nutrition sorted out, it's not really worth us being her being in school, because she just has that look, if you see. She's not going to take anything in, as it were. And the clothes are bad. I've just sent out some clothes for them. So they live in this one room. Rabina's husband, I think, just ran off when she, just after 2 weeks after giving birth to her son. So we can show them. So this is her son. Her son's three, and again, you can tell that he's malnourished because he just doesn't look three. And he ate this huge bowl of rice, and she then scraped out every bit of rice that had fallen on the mat and then carried on giving it to him. And then he continued screaming, and really it's because he's just not getting any fat or nutrients in his diet. So although he's getting this rice, and it's got a kind of weak dal on it, which is like lentils, it's just not satisfying him. So she wasn't cooking with any oil, so since I've left, that we've bought them oil, and we've also bought them a kind of weaning flour, which all the girls as well, will have. It's got all these nutrients in it. So they're a family that we're really trying to keep an eye on. I think as well, he's been in hospital with diarrhea as well since I've left. But we're trying to help them with their nutrition, and then once they're in school, then we can help them even more. Okay. And this is where Rabina works. So this is in the next building. She makes these rugs sitting on this loom. And I think each rug takes about 6 weeks. But of course, and then she gets paid about £30 for 6 weeks' work. But of course, she's got the three children that she's looking after as well. So you can imagine the kind of tension as she's trying to go next door to work on the rug, and then the children are probably whining, and particularly this son who's malnourished, calling her back. So, yeah, we're trying to help them a lot. How are we doing? This is going into the church in Patas. This is Bina, our assistant, in the yellowy one. So because a church was bombed recently, they're now checking all the bags. So that's my black bag going in there. They're searching through the bags to check for them. And then down the end in that blue screen that you can see, they do one of those body swipe things over you. But this is probably one of the poshest churches in Cameroon. You know, it's not posh by our standards, but it's probably got the best facilities there. That's the church there. And the Maoists that had come in to cause this strike when I was there just turned up at all the big buildings and demanded to be housed. They slept there. So in the week before I went, on Saturday churches, they'd been sleeping in all these rooms, the Maoists. But the Maoists were forced to go to Kathmandu by the bigger leaders of the Maoists, I guess. So a lot of them aren't out and out Maoists. They're just people that have been forced from the villages to go to Kathmandu. Am I making sense? So some of them are Christians. So some of the people that were forced to go to Kathmandu and stayed in this church were Christians, and now they've met the leaders of this church, and there's a mission running back up to the villages now. So it's all, you know, it all comes around, doesn't it? God does know what he's doing. Oh, I'll go past this one. We'll go to... Keep going a second. This one. The back one. I'll do a couple of minutes more and then you can go. This is, you know that we run a sewing course, I think you know this, we run a sewing course and literacy course, and it's run out of a different church in the north of Kathmandu, where I was previously within the south of Kathmandu. And this is Bidya, the leader of the church, and his daughter Shristi, and we're at the graduation ceremony for the students on the course. Their course lasts about 3 months. So, next one. Those are the students there, sitting down, waiting. And this is a lady called Barwana. So a new thing is that we're hoping to open a shop for the graduates of the course to go and kind of sell things and to work in the shop. And we're hoping that this lady, Barwana, can run it. She's a Christian, and she had a fantastic testimony of what the course had done for her and the confidence it had given her. But her husband's a Hindu, and he's ignoring her and very unhappy that she's doing all this Christian stuff. And there's me. This is how to look tall. If you go out to Nepal, you look tall. So I had to hand out all the certificates and make a little speech. But they were pleased about that. And there's the ladies. There's an advanced course and a basic course. This is the basic course. The ladies. So a lot of them have made these outfits. That's why I'm wearing this, because they've made outfits like this that they wear, and that's what will be sold in the shop. So it's three pieces. You have to have this bit and the two, and they'll match.
So how much would they sell? That three-piece.
Well, this one's kind of a bit designery, so this would be about £15. They'll probably make ones for about £5 or £6.
Have you thought about doing like a mail order
We had kind of done, yeah. Yeah, they want all the measurements, but yeah, we could do, yeah. This is the couple that run the church and their daughter Shristi in the middle. Okay, do you want to finish or? People. Well, no, I can keep talking for ages. But if you're all hot, do you want to go right to the kind of last but one picture? Because you're going to say something as well, aren't you? Okay, no, the back one. So you remember when I was here after my trip and I burst into tears about the lady that had been trafficked to India. She'd gone there, made to be a sex worker in India for 9 years. So this is her on the right, and this is her mum. So you can, I don't know if you can sort of tell, she does look a bit different, and she's kind of got an Indian look now because she's been over there for a while. And we sat on the floor like this for, must have been an hour and a half, just talking. And actually she didn't notice I took the photo, which was good. I didn't mean to intrude because it was quite an upsetting conversation. But her mother herself has got a tragic story as well. She fell into a fire when she was 6 months old. And you can kind of see the scarring there. Can you see that? But her whole body is like that. She'd lifted up her top to show me, and it's all stretched and pulled from the scarring. So her parents then rejected her after this. She grew up with her grandmother. And then after her husband gave her 4 children, he decided she wasn't good enough for him, and he went off. So she's brought up 4 children. And it was shortly after he left that the girl was taken. So she's just had an awful life. She's a Christian. She prayed every day for her daughter to come back. And I really do think that's an answer to prayer, that her daughter came back. You know, it's a miracle that she escaped. And, you know, it's all sorts. So Sunita's gone to rehab now. And Sada, we just bought some candle-making equipment. She's going to start making candles and selling them as a business. Okay, and the next one. And I just sort of put these up because I know when I sort of say charity supporting women, even I just think of, you know, what does that mean, poor women? But it also means all of these things. You know, I certainly had no idea about that we'd be coming into contact with people that have been trafficked. But there's just all these sort of other things going on that we're kind of dealing with. And it's a struggle, not a struggle for me, it's a challenge, you know, and it's impacting on all these areas, I guess. Okay.